Hello.
Yeah, this is like energy request to call in customer service.
Yes. This is in regards to, I believe, reference number 7073.
Okay, what's your zip code?
90745.
First and last name.
Brett, B-R-E-T-T, Lang, L-A-N-G.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
352 East 237th Street, Carson, 90745.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here for the Focus Pod. How may I help you today?
Okay, now... I got this text a couple of weeks ago about a free offer, and I called up and said that they wanted to charge me some extended service contract on the earbuds and some other stuff, and I said no, I don't want that. I paid the shipping for the free buds, and that's it. And now I see that I have a $70 charge on my credit card. So I'm trying to $69.97 is the exact amount. I'm trying to figure out who gave you guys authorization to charge my card.
All right. So whenever you called in to cancel the warranty or whatever the other pod was trying to sell you, you still said you wanted to get the Focus Pod and pay the shipping. But if you don't cancel it within 14 days of purchase, they bill you full price for it. So that's why they billed you for those pods, and that's what you're authorizing. Whenever you agree to those terms and conditions and you authorize the shipping, that's the information that's listed in there. They tell you that they're going to bill you. So if you don't cancel it, they charge you for it.
If I don't cancel what?
The Focus Pods, the ones that you originally paid the $5.97 for.
Okay, if I don't cancel, this was offered to me for this shipping only, paying the shipping only.
That is
so
correct.
I'm,
that's just
I'm
an ad to
that.
Sell it to
I'm
you.
That. So I mm-hmm. authorized that part of it. I've already phoned up once and had somebody take off the extended service contract part of it. And then all of a sudden now there's this $70 charge.
Mm-hmm.
This is crap. This is absolute crap that you guys.
Yeah, you should have canceled both of them. Whenever you cancel that warranty, you should have canceled all of it. Like I said, that's why you ended up getting billed. You
but
have to read
what
you're authorizing.
What am I supposed to cancel?
You have to cancel the pods because this is a monthly subscription. That's why you have to cancel it. It's not a one-time offer, even though it was offered to you to take through a survey.
Well, I don't want to have anything then. I don't want nothing. So you can cancel.
All right. Let's say you want to cancel it out. That's fine. We can
yeah,
do that.
Right.
On those pods, would you like to continue at a 35% discount every 30 days?
I don't want anything to do with this company at all. Nothing to do.
All right.
With
would you like to continue at a 50% discount every 60 days?
No. I don't want to do anything. I want my money back, and we'll just wash our hands and just say,
I do apologize for that. That is, you're paying for the watch that you have. Your trial has expired.
The what?
Your trial has expired for you to get it for free.
I don't want it.
14 days of your purchase date.
I don't want it for free. I don't want it at all.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Give me 1 second and I'll get the account canceled. Like I said, you have to read what you're authorizing, which is terms and conditions. You can't just read the ad.
I just want my money back. That's all I want. I don't want to be doing any reading or anything like that. Just want my money back.
No, I'm not talking about now. I'm saying when you originally signed them.
Yeah, it's so misleading. It's such a little such a lead
I'm
on.
I'm sorry
it's
about that.
Kind of funny. Thank you. I apologize for you having to feel my wrath this morning, but I'm just not happy about the situation at all.
Trust me, this is every day, all day. You have no idea.
I'm sure. And you're just
Your job. Well, like I tell them, that's it. I don't make the rules. I just help you
right.
call in.
Yep.
I don't have anything to do with that. Yeah. But people seem to have a issue understanding that. They're thinking that it's your issue that they, signed up for something and didn't cancel it. But I'm like, I'm sorry. It doesn't have nothing to do with me.
Yeah, no, you don't make the rules. You're just trying
I wish I did. If I did, I wouldn't be on the phone talking. I could tell you that much.
You're right.
I would be doing something. On a vacation, probably.
Yeah, hear that. And then with this COVID crap, we all need one.
Oh, don't even get on. I need a vacation bad with this. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I just finished doing my second shot, and so I'm.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully, we won't have to introduce a booster to this one because the epidemiologists are thinking they may have to. So
wow, they didn't do that after two vaccines. What do I need to do a booster for?
We're still not out of the woods on this thing. I mean, people.
Oh, I know.
I got my shots and I'm good to go. No, that's
mm-hmm.
not how it works. That science doesn't work like that.
So you got that right. Look, people are still dying from getting the vaccine. They're still getting
absolutely.
Sick, and you can still get the virus. It's not. People are saying it's not a cure. It's just curing your symptoms.
That's
right. That means you can still get it. I don't understand why they don't get that.
Well, what they're basically doing is you're giving you the immunization is giving you a dose of that COVID where it allows your immune system to kind of reboot and fight against it. And that's why one company is doing two, another one's doing one. And to think that there may not be a follow-up booster on top of that it's going to happen probably.
I'm sure it is. Trust me. I'm sure it's definitely
going
to.
Well, you got to look at all the other flu vaccinations that we've had during in the past. Has there been follow-up boosters for it? Yes. There hasn't probably been very many that haven't had one, and it's because the virus itself, because it's in a microbial form, it starts to mutate. It does different things, and then it becomes another animal all over again.
You're right.
So this is where people don't trust the science and don't understand science, and then they want to do things their own way, and it's you get people that don't do the vaccination. I'm not listening. I'm not doing the vaccination. Well, that's the worst thing you could possibly do is listen to yourself when you have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm definitely
What the whole world is pay attention and listen to Dr. Fauci, because he knows what he's talking about. He's probably one of the leading epidemiologists in the world. He was the guy that discovered the cure for AIDS. Okay, and a lot of people don't know that. But he is
well,
the guy
good
that
for
discovered.
Him. But yeah. I'm not taking the vaccine. If you want to take it, that's you. I'm not putting it in my body because, like I said, people are still dying. It's not a cure. So, I mean, why would I get something that, I could still potentially get sick?
Hang out. Wait. A lot of people are waiting to see if there's something better.
Oh, no, I'm not waiting. I'm not taking it at all. I don't care what they get.
Well, be careful in that regard.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I haven't caught it. I've been doing what I'm doing since it first came out, so I don't see no issue that I should take it now.
Yeah, mask up and just be safe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's what I said. I'm not. Like I said, because, you don't know what that stuff is doing to your body. My mom, too, like I said, she has health issues, and she was in the hospital. She got sick, and I'm assuming it was due to that because she was just fine, you know, before she got those two vaccines. So that's why I said I don't think it's good for people to take. But hey, if you want to take it, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody from taking it. Go get it, you know. But I just wouldn't put it in my body.
Yeah, my brother's the same way. He says not a chance.
No, I don't blame him. I'm telling him I'm with him.
Yeah. I have family members that do, family members that don't. It's, you know, it's a personal preference. You know, you got to.
It is, yeah.
And, you know, all vaccinations are. You know, they're not, nobody's forcing anybody to do it. It's just, it's all a personal thing. If you want to do it, you want to do it. If you don't, you don't.
You're right about that.
Yeah. And then you just you hope that your own immune system will do its thing and fight all this stuff.
You got that right. It is too much. It's just so much going on in the world right now. I just hate this thing even ever showed or came or however it got here, throw it off on us. Because I think that's what happened. I just don't think
it came. We're guaranteed better days ahead.
Look, I'm hoping. The way this world is going, I don't know about that.
Well, it's a weekend. We got to be optimistic about it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's too much going on with all the crime and everything. That's why I said I don't see it getting any better. Or this virus looks like it's going anywhere.
You know, it's, I guess it's, we have to, people, we all need to put our differences aside and know that we're all on the same rock together. And that, you know, it's a lonely planet. And we are by ourselves in a very large space. People are people, and when we can drop the hatred and the bigotism and everything else that goes with it, this is when we're going to start turning a new page. And until that happens, it's kind of a mess up thing. Too much hate.
You got that right. It's too short for all that.
Yeah, life is way too short to hate.
You are definitely right about that.
I mean, all of a sudden, we're now hating the Asian race. I mean, what the hell?
I don't know why.
How the hell does this work? I mean, why do you hate anybody that we're all people? We're human. We all bleed red. At the end of the day, we're all the same. It doesn't matter what your skin color is, where you came from, or whatever. We're all on the same planet, right? One planet.
You're right.
That's what I
don't know what's so hard about it. I've never had an issue with that ever. I just don't see why people have an issue with it. It's kind of crazy.
I've never been able to understand it. I'm actually born and raised in Canada, and where I came from, there just was no hatred or bigotism. There just none of that stuff was going on. When I first moved to the United States, I was appalled. I was absolutely appalled by the hatred and the racism. Just wow, just crazy. I mean, we're all people. I mean, what the hell? It doesn't matter where you come from, you know, what your background is. It's we're all people just trying to get from one day to the next, right?
I know, that's it. And I'll never get it. I guess.
I don't like complicating things. I like keeping things simple, and that's
yes.
Yeah, it's just we're just people trying to get from one day to the next. I mean, you see, you go to a dog park. Do you see dogs hating each other because they're different breeds?
Exactly. You know, I know.
No, they don't, because they haven't been conditioned. You know, Pavlov's theory of conditioning, humans are conditioned to hate. we're taught.
They are.
Sure.
They were taught that. And, yeah, those animals haven't been taught that.
And a lot of that, and a lot of that comes from family indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
Your own family. You learn everything from your family. I mean, when all of us pop out of the womb, we don't have no beliefs. We are completely innocent. There's no religion. There's no nothing. It's all forced upon you by your parents and your family. So whatever your parents are and your family is, that's usually what you're going to end up being like. And that's called conditioning. Because if you didn't know any different, if you were on an island and you're away from all of civilization, you had nothing, no way to learn about what the rest of the world is doing, what would you know about anything? Nothing. It's all taught to us. We all learn it.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, hopefully everything will be okay. Just pray about it and keep it moving. That's all I can say.
Better days are ahead. Yep, better.
You got that,
right?
Yeah, but it looks like, we got you situated. So,
all right. I do appreciate it.
Everything is counted. So, yeah, they did go ahead and do that one-time refund. So, like I said, next time, make sure you're careful. Read those terms and conditions. Don't just read that ad thinking you're getting a one-time offer.
My wife this morning, she's like, did you read it all? I go, I didn't have my glasses on.
Oh, Lord.
And I thought I did. Maybe I didn't. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. It's probably in that fine print. Well, thanks a lot for your help. You've been very helpful today.
You're welcome. Like I said, just give it about 3 to 5 days. Check your email.
Okay,
like I said, all this information should be showing there as well.
All right. Very good. And stay healthy.
Yeah, you too. You and your family stay safe and stay healthy.
Stay healthy and happy let there be another day that's better than the next.
You got that right. Let's hope so.
Yeah, all right, my dear. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.